Live from the front lines of freedom right here in the heartland of forgotten America, this is the Steve Gruber Show. God bless America for Wednesday, June 5th, 2019. Here are three big things you need to know right now. Number three, Michael Avenatti having another bad day. This time, the State Bar of California says, you know, maybe it's not a great idea to have this guy practicing law in the Golden State. Yeah, they're going to take his license away. Number two, President Trump continuing his state visit in the United Kingdom as he focuses on the 75th anniversary of the D-Day invasion. That, of course, coming up tomorrow, something few millennials actually know about it, but we know what it is. And number one, former Vice President Joe Biden doing great in the latest CNN poll, but may have just shot himself in the foot. It seems Biden has caved in and decided to join the extreme far left and throw out there a climate change plan, something like the Green New Deal. In fact, parts of it are the Green New Deal. And parts of it come from other places. In fact, much of it is plagiarized. And if you don't know anything about Joe Biden's past, you might want to go back and check the presidential race in 1987 and 1988 when Joe Biden was basically jammed up and tossed off the whole thing because he was ripping off other people when it came to speeches. Him being the first person in 1,000 years to go to college. His wife, the first in 1,000 years to go to college. Ripped off directly from a British politician. So it probably wouldn't be that big a deal for old Joe, except that he's had problems with plagiarism in the past. I'll get to that in just a moment, but first, new polling from CNN that you'd like to know about. Trust me. You do trust me. That's why you're here. But let me tell you this. Joe Biden's still in the lead, but not as big as it has been. Joe Biden polling 32% in the latest CNN poll, followed by Bernie Sanders at 18%. And then there's Kamala Harris at 8%, followed by a resurgent Elizabeth Warren. She's on the warpath at 7%. Let's see. Mayor Pete at 5, Beto at 5, Booker at 3, Castro at 2, Klobuchar at 2. And then there's the rest. Names like Bennett, Gabbard, Gillibrand, Inslee, Ryan, Yang, de Blasio, Delaney, Hickenlooper, Williamson, Bullock, Messam, Moulton, and bringing up the rear is Swalwell. And by the way, that last dozen names or so that I read, they wouldn't collectively reach double digits, so trouble in their camps. But the big news is Joe Biden has caved in on this whole, the earth is going to end in 12 years. We've got to get it done because Chicken Little guarantees us the sky is falling if we don't do something. Now, keep in mind, the United States emissions of so-called greenhouse gases have been on the decline since 2005. In fact, we produce less than half today of the greenhouse gases than does China or India. Therefore, we're doing our part. We're doing more than anyone else. And if you get back into the Paris Climate Accords and so forth, the United States would be required to do X, Y, and Z, while China and India would continue to get a pass. So really, it doesn't matter what we do in these climate accords. All it does is hinder our economy, hurt our productivity, hurt our citizens. And we're already on the cutting edge. We are the cleanest industrialized nation in the world, always have been, will continue to be for the rest of my life and beyond. But at any rate, Joe Biden released a video yesterday saying that he needs to put in $1.7 trillion of government money, the source of which is unknown at this point, except that they say they'd like to get rid of the Trump tax cuts. Now, wouldn't that be brilliant? The Trump tax cuts, where corporate taxes were taken from 35% to 21% and has spurred this incredible growth. In fact, if you didn't see yesterday, the Dow up 500 points. I'll get back to that in a moment. Second best day of the year. The stock market doing great, right? And so Joe Biden's idea is to return the corporate tax rate back to about 27 or 28%. That, however, only covers about half of the $1.7 trillion. But let's get to part of his plan. Old Uncle Joe stealing ideas from others and trying to pass them off as his own in bite number three. Go.
We're going to invest $1.7 trillion in securing our future so that by 2050, the United States will be 100% clean energy economy with net zero emissions. By the end of my first term, we will have an enforcement mechanism in place to make sure we stay on track to get there. Now we're going to make record-breaking investments in research and development, zero carbon technologies, so that America is the engine of the world's clean energy economy. Exporting cutting-edge equipment stamped made in the USA to help other nations reduce emissions and mitigate and adapt. This initiative will create more than 10 million new good-paying jobs all across the clean economy in the United States of America. It's an enormous opportunity. will hold polluters accountable for the damage they've caused, particularly in low-income communities and communities of color. Not only due to climate change, but the pollution they are pumping into the air that is breathed and the water that is drunk in those communities.
I'm sorry. Give me a moment. I'm a little emotional. I just need a moment. I just want to burst into tears right now when Joe Biden gets so honest and heartfelt. Because it's you lazy, entitled white people that are creating the global climate change disruption warming thing. And it's all your fault. Forget that Biden's white. Forget about that. Forget that he doesn't actually believe any of this stuff. That's not important. Now, what is important is that he will pander for your votes, and he will do it right now, and he will do whatever it takes, because he knows when it comes right down to it, if pandering is what it takes, he will do it to win. Thank you, Joe. A little emotional there. Meanwhile, though, Biden still thinks it's 1995 on the campaign trail. I can't make this stuff up. It's bizarre almost in its oddness in the way he's approaching this. But once again, Biden is out there saying that China, nothing to worry about. Now, wait a second. You just told us climate global disruption change thingy is going to kill us all. And it's affecting people of color because it's put on by white racist bigots like a lot of you folks. So we need to get that under control. But then he goes on and says China's of no concern whatsoever. He thinks it's 1995. He thinks they're still waiting to get Hong Kong and try out this whole capitalism thing. I can't make this up either. It's bite number two. Joe Biden, go.
Secondly, we're in a position where we have the most agile venture capitalists in the world. They know, I mean, it's not like they're the bad guys. We're the best at doing it. Our workers are literally three times as productive as workers in the Far East, in Asia. And they're three times productive. And so what are we worried about?
Workers in the Far East, says Joe Biden. I don't think we've actually called it that since the textbooks of 1955, but that's not important now either. What's important is that Joe Biden wants to win. What's important is that he wants you to vote for him. What does he have to offer? He's got some plagiarized notes he'd like to read. He's got some ripped off climate change proposals for you to consider. But what does he really have? Not much. Not much at all. And Joe Biden's going to have trouble. Mark my words, Joe Biden's going to have some trouble going forward because he doesn't have an original idea. He doesn't stand for anything. You know, if you go back and compare his ideas of years past to what they are today, they've changed precipitously, and the reason being is he's pandering for your vote. And by the way, speaking of the Dow up 512 points yesterday, or 2.1%, the second biggest day of the year, that's because the Fed came out and said, listen, if we continue to have some challenges with China and others over tariffs, we will lower interest rates. We'll take the presence back. Wall Street responded just like that, and boom, away went the market, and things are looking great because they are going to look out for this economy. Good news for investors. Good news for you if you're in the market. 14 after. It is a Wednesday. You're listening to The Steve Gruber Show. We'll be right back.
Seen the headlines. Water purity has never been more important than it is today. It's time to give yourself and your family the best water you can. Wolverine Water is Michigan's premier water treatment company and has been since 1947. Wolverine serves customers statewide, and they're ready to test your water for free. With everything you've heard, you need peace of mind. You need Wolverine Water and your free water test. Go to SteveGruber.com and click on the Wolverine Water logo. That's SteveGruber.com and click on the Wolverine Water logo.
We're here with Dr. Andrew McCursey, radiologist with Sparrow Hospital. Dr. McCursey, Sparrow has expanded its radiology services to Sparrow Health Center Lansing. What's offered there?
We have a full array of imaging services at the health center. We have MRI, CT, 3D digital mammography, ultrasound, digital x-ray, and bone density.
What are the advantages for the patients who go there?
Our patients love the convenient location. They also love the easy in-and-out parking. And they also love the ability to schedule examinations after hours, both on the evenings and the weekends.
How can people learn more about Sparrow's radiology services?
To learn more, they can go to sparrow.org/radiology-services.
That's sparrow.org/radiology-services. We've been speaking to Dr. Andrew McCursey, radiologist with Sparrow Hospital, about how Sparrow has expanded its radiology services to Sparrow Health Center Lansing. Choose wisely. Choose Sparrow.
Wyckoff Wellness welcomes back Dr. Chi for individual fingernail and tongue analysis June 10th through 15th. Fingernail and tongue changes may indicate problems with digestion, heart disease, blood sugar problems, and more. Call Wyckoff Wellness at 517-333-7270 to schedule your individual evaluation with Dr. Chi for only $40. Appointments are limited. Wyckoff Wellness in East Lansing is also hosting a free seminar with Dr. Chi Tuesday, June 11th at 6 p.m. Call 517-333-7270 to schedule today or go to wyckoffwellness.com.